From the South Point studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
Oreo.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock, I go, ah! Ah!
Oh! Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. This weekend, the top California juveniles will be in action. It's the trials to the Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity this Sunday night. Great racing action is in store with the juveniles with the 10 fastest times advancing to the kindergarten final on May 12th. Plus, night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 to the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Last Sunday's pick six paid over $34,000. And horse players, Los Alamitos is the perfect place to enjoy all of the national simulcast racing action. From Santa Anita and Oaklawn to Gulfstream Park and the top New York tracks. And remember to reserve a table in the beautiful Vessels Club for Kentucky Derby Day. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. We're all about the horse players. The kindergarten trials this Sunday night. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our new digs, the South Point Studios Studios and the South Point Studios streaming network on YouTube, right here in your gaming capital at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard. We welcome you to the show. We are at a milestone today. This is our 100th show here at the South Point Studios Network. 100 today. And if, just in case you're thinking about, well, that's a pretty good mark to have, how about this? Our first show ever, the Race Day Las Vegas radio programs, went on the air here in Las Vegas over an AM station that I don't even know if they're there anymore. On April 10th, 1996, that was our first show. We are in our 28th year of broadcasting of the Race Day Las Vegas radio programs. And it's all because of you out there listening and watching on the Race Day shows. We do immensely appreciate you and your attendance and watching and listening to the Race Day show. So we welcome you to our 100th show here at the South Point Studios on YouTube Network. Just go to YouTube, zip in the search bar of South Point Studios. You'll get to us, and you can see us and hear us right there. And if you haven't tried it so far, do it, because our Thursday show coming up on May 2nd, the Kentucky Oaks and Kentucky Derby special show that'll be at 3 p.m. Pacific time, featuring the Kentucky Oaks card and a preview for the Kentucky Derby, will happen here at the South Point Studios only. This is the only outlet that we'll be having that special show on. It's free to you. Just go to the YouTube South Point Studios, and you'll be able to see the Kentucky Derby special, of course, presented by South Point here. And I'll be hosting it along with John Lindo, Jonathan Hardoon, of course. They'll be here also for the Kentucky Derby seminar the next night on Friday. And a whole bunch of special guest handicappers as well. So we're going to have a good time. But remember, it's only here on the South Point Studios feed on YouTube. That's the only way you can get that special show. Our other shows, however, our Race Day Las Vegas shows, of course, in the morning as we are now, cover many different platforms that include our anchor radio station here in town, in case you're zipping around early this morning in your car, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM, and of course, simulcasting and of course, streaming on the internet at our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global. And the iPhone, Android, we got that covered too with the apps. You can get the KSHP app to listen to us, and the YouTube app that you can watch and listen to us right on your devices, your iPhones or your Androids, and, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. So simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Race Day Show for this Saturday morning. All right, we gave you numbers. 100th show here at the South Point Studios. We began our racing shows on the 10th of April of 1996, and another number now to keep in mind is 14. 14, I say, 14 days, just 2 weeks until the 150th Kentucky Derby, the Run for the Roses, America's most famous horse race, the fastest 2 minutes in sports. 2 weeks from today. We have several workouts happening this morning. Catching Freedom will go to the track, Just a Touch, Mystic Dan, Door Knock, and Common Defense. There's another important workout that happened this morning that I'll wait until Jonathan Hardoon gets on with us to talk about that. Of course, the big workout yesterday was one of the big favorites in the Kentucky Derby, Fierceness. He racked off a super workout at Palm Beach Downs in 1 minute and 35 one-hundredth seconds for the five furlong. So Fierceness getting the job done there yesterday morning, but there was a horse this morning that had just as good as workout. We'll fill you in about that a little bit later on. West Saratoga also worked yesterday, went three quarters and 116.2 at Keeneland. And Catalytic, another Kentucky Derby entrant, went in 114 and change at Gulfstream Park. So the Derby horses that are set and ready to go to the Kentucky Derby are having their next to last workouts, serious workouts, before the Kentucky Derby. And, of course, many horses are already on the Churchill Downs racetrack galloping and working out there. It's going to be one hell of a weekend, that's for sure. Now, of course, we already told you about the Thursday show we're going to have, the special. On Friday, the next day, on Friday, May 3rd, the Kentucky Oaks program, of course, will be on. And then after the races are concluded in Southern California, we'll be having our annual Kentucky Derby seminar. That'll be in the Grandview Lounge on Friday, May 3rd at 6 p.m. Following the races on the West Coast. And it'll feature, of course, again, Jonathan Hardoon from the East and John Lindo from Southern California. We'll go over the Kentucky Derby race itself, other key races on the day's card that we believe we can make some money on, and certainly what happened that day on the Kentucky Oaks Day as well. And then we shift up to the Grand Ballroom on Saturday, May 4th. It is finally the Kentucky Derby Day, the big viewing party up there in the Grand Ballroom. Doors will open early at 9 a.m., and of course, there'll be big screen TVs, smaller TVs for the other races on that day as well, so you can continue to bet your home track if you want to. All tracks will be betting that day. You have betting kiosks, you got betting stations, you got, the betting windows there. And, of course, food and drink discounts, specials, and all that. And don't forget, the big, big banquet tables hold between 8 and 12 people on it. So you can bring your friends, have a big table, party, have enough room on that table for all your racing forms, betting paraphernalia, etc., your drinks and your food, and just have a great time in the Grand Ballroom here. And, of course, they'll have a hat contest on several different categories. The hat contest will start at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it will feature best horse-themed, best fascinator or fedora, and best overall. Each and every one of those categories will have cash prizes for the best hat in those categories. All of that, everything I just said, including parking your car to start walking into the building, is free. All free here at the South Point. We invite you to come and enjoy the big day, the 150th Kentucky Derby, and all that surrounds it right here at the South Point. All righty. We will also... here's the news of the day. You ready? Amar Zidane, his appeal to try to get Muth into the Kentucky Derby has been denied. What a shock, right? That was denied yesterday in the Kentucky court. He immediately filed for an appeal. I don't know what to tell you folks, except that, the judicial system, as slow as it is, I know they have, they tell them it's imperative for the timing, but he's got 2 weeks now before Muth has to show up in Kentucky, has to be there ahead of time for the entries, et cetera, and pass all the veterinary examinations as well. So it's getting real tight for Mr. Zidane, but he's pulling out all the stops trying to get Muth, the Arkansas Derby winner, into the Kentucky Derby under the training title of Bob Baffert. We will wait and see what happens further on that, but he has immediately filed an appeal on the decision yesterday of denying him his right to go to the race. So we will continue to wait and see. This weekend, big racing today at Oaklawn Park, the Oaklawn Handicap. How about $1,250,000 up for grabs for that big race? Couple of races around the country will have implications not for the Derby, but for the Preakness Stakes, the middle jewel of the Triple Crown. As a matter of fact, the Federico Tessio that will be run at Laurel Park. Remember, Laurel is in Maryland. By the time they get to the Preakness, the racing circuit in Maryland will transfer to Pimlico Racecourse. But the winner of the Federico Tessio today at Laurel will have an automatic bid into the Preakness Stakes, the middle jewel of the Triple Crown. Two other races that might have implications for that and certainly entry into the Preakness include the Hawthorne Derby tomorrow and Bathhouse Row Stakes today at Oaklawn Park. So we'll be looking at that as well. Taking a look at what happened yesterday real quick, Santa Anita kicked off their Hollywood meet yesterday. Highest priced winner on the day was $18.60. That came in the fourth race. John Lindo's pick was scratched yesterday after we went off the air. And all I can tell you is that the one race that really impressed me on the day was the sixth race. Big Buzz in a mile race, a mile on the main track, was, I'm telling you folks, a zip code last from the first horse going down the backstretch. He must have been 20 lengths at least off the leader. Turning for home, he started cutting into the lead. And then in mid-stretch, he just roared down the middle of the stretch and got up and won. From last place, and I mean last place, he gets up and wins. That is not the MO usually on the main track at Santa Anita. So keep that in mind. Big Buzz comes from the clouds to win the sixth race yesterday at Santa Anita. Over 20 lengths from the lead early in the race in last place. Paid $9 even for that victory. That was kind of a visually exciting race to watch, that's for sure. Mike Smith got a couple of wins yesterday on the card. And all in all, pick six was not hit. They did not hit the pick six yesterday at Santa Anita on opening day for Hollywood Meat. So you'll have a pick six carryover today. A pick six carryover today. A one-day carryover at Santa Anita. 5 out of 6 yesterday paid $460. It seemed like the several of the winners on the main track and certainly on the turf course came from left field. So the closers were making impact yesterday at Santa Anita. Keeneland Racecourse, the Double Dog Dare Stakes, was won by Raging Sea and a great ride by Flavian Pratt for trainer Chad Brown. Raging Sea paid $7.58 for the win. Hidden Connection was second, and Scylla finished third in the Double Dog Dare. And yesterday at Keeneland, you had some upsets. You had a $35 winner, a $27 winner, and a $14 winner. But the big winner of the day, the big payoff, came in the fifth race. Evan Harlan, paid $47. And it seemed like that the pace setters, big long shot pace setters, were going gate to wire yesterday at Keeneland, which is a little bit out of the ordinary there as well. And Jose Ortiz had a couple of wins yesterday. Tyler Gaffleone had a couple of wins yesterday. And the pick six paid over $11,394.89 to be exact. The pick five yesterday, $197.58 in the last pick five of the day. The big pick five payoff yesterday was at Keeneland in the first five races. $9.86, $35.30, $3.36, $27.48, and then the $47 bomber in the fifth race. If you manage to put that ticket together, the winning numbers of 7, 5, 1, 6, 7, 50-cent pick five paid $37,078.53. Congratulations to whoever had that. Aqueduct yesterday, Jose Lascano and Linda Rice continued to team up to win races yesterday. They had three races together. They won the third race at $7, the fifth race at $5.50, and the sixth race at $3.60. So the public's getting wise to the Jose Lascano-Linda Rice combination, jockey-trainer combination at Aqueduct. They scored three times yesterday on the eight-race card. And the pick six at Aqueduct yesterday returned $13,298. There, and a quick note about Oaklawn Park, which we will be featuring today, obviously. Nick Juarez had three wins yesterday at Oaklawn Park, and Keith Asmussen, who continues to ride very well there at Oaklawn, had a couple of winners, and of course one winner for his father, Steve. All right, that's what happened yesterday. Time to get started with what might happen today, so we will be right back featuring Jonathan Hardoon, of course, Rich Eng will be with us. John Linda will be with us. We'll get Jerry J. Selections, not on the show today, but Jerry J. Selections for you as well. And, of course, your racing menu and taking a look at those big stakes races today as well. It all continues right after this. Don't go away.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Alrighty, back on race day. Taking a look at the weather around the country. By the way, it's just beautiful out here today in Las Vegas. Right now, outside here in Vegas, it's 64 degrees. We'll get up to 90 degrees today. 90 degrees today. Tomorrow, we're going to jump up a few more degrees. We'll top out at 93, and the sun is shining bright. Beautiful day out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And as far as up and down the Pacific Coast, it's clear as well. The Gulf Coast, for the most part, is clear. The East Coast, at least southeast, is clear, but you get up into the Northeast and that very north quadrant up there that does feature Aqueduct as well. you got some rain. So there's some rain in that quadrant there. And there's a lot of heavy action going on in Oklahoma and Texas right around there. And that front is moving across Arkansas. And Jonathan Hardoon reported to me that he got a report that the clouds are dark and coming at Oak Lawn Park. So we'll wait and see if it might hold off for the big racing card there today. Now let's get started with your racing menu for today. Reminding you, as we always do, the first post times rebroadcast on this racing menu each and every racing day is, of course, reflective of the Pacific time zone. These first post times on our racing menu are that of the Pacific time zone because that's where we're at here in Las Vegas at the South Point Studios. And these will be the first post times that roll out right in that race book behind us today. So if you're in a Pacific time zone, no problem. These are your first post times. If you're in any other time zone across the world and you are listening to the show, remember to adjust the time zone from wherever you're in to the Pacific time zone to get your time zone start times right. Really that simple. Don't want you to miss anything. Don't want you to miss an opportunity of getting a winner, of course, by mistaking the post time. Don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. Here's the menu for today. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has 11 races today. They got 5 stakes races at $100,000 a whack. The 5th race is the Dahlia Stakes at a mile on the turf, a field of 8, and a competitive 8 it is. The 7th race is the King Leatherberry at 5.5 furlongs on the turf for 3 rolls and up. Full field of 12 there before any scratches. The 8th race is the $125,000 Weber City Miss Stakes for 3-year-old fillies at a mile and 16th. A field of 8 there. And then the 9th race, the Henry S. Clark, a mile on the turf for 3-year-olds and up. Another field of 9 and competitive as it is there before scratches. And then the $125,000 Federico Tessio Stakes at a mile and 1/8 for 3-year-olds. That'll be the 10th race on the card. And that'll be a Preakness Win in Your In race. A field of 11 has been entered before any scratches. And the favorite there at 5-2 is Lat Long with Mr. Karamanos aboard. Lat Long is the favorite there. 11 races at Laurel. And a first post time at Laurel Park is at 9:25 at Laurel today. Next up comes Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay Downs has a super high 5 carryover of $2,997. They also have a carryover in their pick 6 jackpot, $9,561, and a first post time at Tampa Bay for their 9 races set at 9:30. Keeneland Racecourse has 10 races today. First post time is 10 a.m. at Keeneland. As we said, the first post time at Keeneland today is set at 10 a.m. A couple of stakes races on the card. They are the $350,000 Grade 2 Elkhorn. That'll be a mile and a half on the turf for 4-year-olds and up. It's the 8th race on the card, a field of 11 before scratches. Bold Act is the 3-2 favorite there with Frankie Dettori aboard in that one. The 9th race is the $300,000 Ben Ollie Stakes at a mile and 3/16 for 4-year-olds and up. This Grade 3 sees a field of 9 before scratches, and King's Barnes is the 2-1 favorite there with Louis Saez. First post time for the 10 races today at Keeneland is at 10 a.m. Gulfstream Park is next. They have 11 races at Gulfstream. Their Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $199,479. And a first post time at Gulfstream for their 11 races set at 10:10. Next comes Aqueduct, the Big A in New York. As we say, it is raining there at Aqueduct, 51 degrees right now. The track is going to start off as fast. The turf courses, remember, they started turf racing yesterday. The turf courses, both the inner and outer turf course, are labeled good, but we'll wait and see as far as the weather continuing there. But right now, they're still all on except for the 9th race. The 9th race at Aqueduct, set for 6 furlongs on the outer turf course, has been switched to the main track. The 9th and final now on the main track at 6 furlongs. There's 2 other turf races today that are still scheduled to go on the turf. The 5th race on the outer turf course and the 8th race, which is the feature of the day, the $150,000 Danger's Hour Stake at a mile on the inner turf course for 4-year-olds and up, a field of 9 8-5 favorite there is Spirit of St. Louis with Manny Franco aboard. First post time at Aqueduct is 10:20 for the 9 races. And remember, right now, that's the way it stands. But knowing that they already took the 9th race off the turf and put it on the main track tells us that they predict the clouds and the rain will be coming in a little bit later on in the day. First post time is at 10:20 at Aqueduct. I should say the clouds and the rain. I should say the rain heavier than it is right now. Oak Lawn Park. Right now it's okay at Oak Lawn, but the weather is coming. First post time is 10:30, 12 races today at Oak Lawn, and they've got a big day of racing. 3 consecutive stakes races. It starts out in the 9th race with the $200,000 Bathhouse Row Stakes for 3-year-olds. Preakness implications, maybe. Mile and 1/8. It's the 9th on the card. 8 go to the post before scratches. Good competitive race. The morning line favorite is 5-2, and as it is Militant with Florent Garot aboard. Then we have the 10th race, the $200,000 Valley of the Vapors Stakes at a mile for 3-year-old fillies. This sees a field of 11, and it too is a wide open event. The 5-2 favorite is Neon Beach with Joel Rosario aboard. And then the big race, the main event, the $1,250,000 Grade 2 Oak Lawn Handicap at a mile and 1/8 for 4-year-olds and up, the 11th race on the card. 11 are in before any scratches, and this will be a good competitive race, too. The morning line favorite is 3-1. That is Skippy Longstockings with Jose Ortiz aboard. The second favorite at 7-2 is Red Route 1 with Joel Rosario. And Highland Falls is sitting there at 9-2 with Florent Garot. It's going to be a good race, the Oak Lawn Handicap. 12 races today at Oak Lawn and a first post time of 10:30. Hawthorne Racecourse getting ready for the Illinois Derby tomorrow. Today, Hawthorne has 8 races. Their first post time is 12:40. 12:40 at Hawthorne today. And then, by the way, they have a small pick 6 carryover there, $1,102. Santa Anita's next. They've got 10 races, and they got a carryover, a one-day carryover at Santa Anita in their pick 6. It's a regular pick 6, not a jackpot. Pick 6 carryover at Santa Anita, $49,398, 10 races, a couple of stakes races. The $200,000 Grade 2 Californian Stakes at a mile and 1/8 for 4-year-olds and up is the 7th race. Just 5 are entered in this race, but it'll be a good competitive 5. The 4-5 favorite in the race is Judge Miller with Mike Smith. And then the 8th race is the $100,000 Grade 3 Providencia at a mile and 1/8 on the turf for 3-year-old fillies, a field of 8 before scratches. And Maduro is the 6-5 favorite there with Antonio Freisu aboard. First post time for the 10 races today at Santa Anita, but the carryover in that pick 6 is set at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Golden Gate has 9 races today. Their pick 6 jackpot carryover is $68,978. And their first post time at Golden Gate today for 9 races set at 1:45. Evangeline Downs has 9 races. Their first post time is 3:30. And then you've got Charlestown. Charlestown has 8 races. They got a stakes race today at Charlestown. The $75,000 Confucius Say Stakes. At 7 furlongs for 3-year-olds and up, a field of 9 before scratches. There, the 9-5 favorite there is Ma Dip with Mr. Busachica aboard. First post time for the 8 races at Charlestown is set at 4 p.m. And Charlestown's first post time, 4 p.m. there. We wrap it up with Los Alamitos in Southern California. 9 races. You got a thoroughbred race. That'll be the first on the card. Then you got 4 mixed breed and 4 quarter horse races. And a first post time today at Los Alamitos set for 6:20. And that is your racing menu for this Saturday. All right. Well, it'll be an interesting card today at Oak Lawn Park. Hopefully the weather will be cooperating, at least until the races are over. And we now go to Jonathan Ardoon, who is right now in an area where it's raining. Jonathan.
Yeah, Ralph, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, my man. Good day today here in Vegas. We finally got some good weather here.
Well, we don't have good weather in New York. It's raining as we speak. They already took the 9th race off the turf. Today's the opening day of the turf courses, so I'm sure they're going to be extremely cautious. They're going to want to keep the turf courses. They don't want to chew it up on the first day. So, you know, pay attention. Make sure the races are on the grass if you're betting them for the grass.
Jonathan, I thought yesterday was the first day of turf. They didn't have any yesterday?
No, today is the first.
So today's the first day on the turf course there, and the first day of the turf course, it's raining. So go figure. In any case, Aqueduct, although it has a fine racing card today, the center of attention in the nation, I think, is going to be on Oaklawn Park today. And you said somebody told you the clouds are coming in?
Yeah, I spoke to Oaklawn this morning. We have a horse running there today, and the skies are dark as could be, and it's not a matter of if, but a matter of when the rain is going to come, because they're going to get hit. But like you said, you know, you never know. Hopefully they can get through most of the card anyway, and it stays dry. But it doesn't look promising.
Well, before we get to your picks today, I want to go over the three stakes races at Oaklawn today, because they are back-to-back-to-back, so it kind of gives you an all-stakes pick three if you want to play the pick three there. The ninth race is the Bathhouse Row. It is for three-year-olds. I understand that they will help out the winner, pay some of the freight for the winner, I think, in this race if they decide to go to the Preakness off of a victory in this race. But it looks wide open to me. I mean, it looks like a good competitive field for this edition.
It is wide open, Ralph. And the favorite in here, the Brad Cox horse, Militant, he has two career starts. He hasn't done anything wrong, but, you know, he's not quite as fast on the figures. I kind of like the four horse in here, Informed Patriot. It's one of the two Steve Asmussen horses in the race. It's also the longest price out of the three horses, I think, that are the main competitors in here, Imperial Gun and Militant being the other two horses, but Informed Patriot at 6-1, if you really get that price, that's the right horse to be playing.
What about a horse called Maximum Magic? Does he figure in this race at all?
Yeah, I mean, he's moving forward. Norm McKnight does a terrific job, and usually he's only 5-58 at the meet, but this is an improving horse. He's going to be on the lead, but I think he's going to get company today, and no easy leads for him.
All right, Ricardo Santana rides Informed Patriot at 6-1 on the morning line. Might hold the close to that number because it is wide open and competitive, that's for sure. And your man, Mr. Cox's entrant, will certainly get a lot of backing as well with Florent Garreau aboard. All right, then we go next to the Valley of the Vapors. And this is, the version of the Bathhouse Row for the fillies, three-year-old fillies at a mile. And 11 go to the post in this one. And again, this race is, pretty wide open and competitive, that's for sure.
No question about it. And whoever the favorite is in this race, I would be playing against, because the favorites in this race are no better than price horses. I like a horse that's a bit of a price, number 6, Under the Palms. Kenny McPeak is having a terrific meet. This horse is listed at a ridiculous 10-1 on the morning line. She broke her maiden last time out, but she's improving. She's getting better with each and every start. And a 10-1, number 6, Under the Palms, is the right way to go.
Oh, man, that's a nice, juicy number. The 6, Under the Palms, in the 10th race at Oaklawn. I'm going to put him with the 3-horse Blue Squall, because I think this horse has an opportunity, too, and gets Christian Torres aboard, who knows how to ride that track at Oaklawn. So we're looking at some prices, certainly, in the 10th race at Oaklawn, the Valley of the Vapors. And then the big race, of course, the Oaklawn Handicap, $1,250,000 purse. A grade 2 at a mile and 1/8 for the handicap division, 4-year-olds and up. A field of 11. One horse that very familiar to the players out there is Skippy Longstocking, and that's the 3-1 favorite. So you see how the morning line maker at least thinks this race is wide open as well. Jose Ortiz comes in to ride. Other jockeys are coming in to ride for the big bucks. Joel Rosario rides Red Route 1, and Florent Garreau on Highland Falls.
Yeah, and Red Route 1 is listed at 7-2 on the morning line, and that's a ridiculous price, Ralph. He's raced against Instant Coffee, the number 11 horse, 3 times. Instant Coffee's beat him twice, and the only time that Red Route 1 beat him, he beat him by a nose. So how they lay Red Route 1 at 7-2 and Instant Coffee at 15-1 just doesn't make any sense to me, and doesn't make any sense to a lot of other handicappers. That being said, I think Highland Falls, breaking from the rail for Cox, really has a big advantage. His last race was a Santa Anita Handicap, and that day, if you remember, the race was postponed and moved to a different day, and I think it kind of screwed up his training. and he wasn't really fully cranked. I think he's going to run much better today. A horse number four, Octane, you must respect. Skippy Longstocking, like you said, always shows up. And Instant Coffee has trained very well for the race. But I think Highland Falls gets a terrific, a big advantage, I should say, because he's breaking from the rail. And I think he's going to work out a great trip in here. I like a one with four, 10, and 11 in that race.
All right, we'll put that together, that's for sure. The one Highland Falls in the Oaklawn Handicap. So we go over the three big races today at Oaklawn. We'll get your selections and let you pull out the umbrella.
Okay, let's go to Keelan. Look at race number six. It's a mile on the turf, and I like the number one horse in here, Fredis the Red. This is a four-year-old filly, again, from the red-hot Kenny McPeak barn. He's 4-for-12 to start the meet. Brian Hernandez aboard to ride. You're getting 5-to-1 on the morning line. I think you'll get a longer price than that. There's enough speed to set things up for this filly, and I like number one, Fredis the Red, to upset and win today's sixth race out at Keelan.
All right, sixth race in the sixth race, number one, Fredis the Red. The one and the sixth is Jonathan's pick at Keeneland. We'll get one more and we'll let you go.
Aqueduct, race four, a mile on the main track. I like the number three horse in here, Union Light. So this is a five-year-old gelding who has improved dramatically since joining the Wayne Potts barn. Orlando Boca Chica comes in to ride, 6-to-1 on the morning line. Number three, Union Lights, wins today's fourth race out at Aqueduct.
All righty. In the fourth race, you like the three, Union Lights. Hope we light up the tote board with a win there. Fourth race, the three horse at Aqueduct. You got four sheets, Jonathan. They are?
Oaklawn, Keeneland, San Anita, and Aqueduct selections.
There you go. You remembered. All right. We will let you go, Jonathan. Nice work for us, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. All right. That's Jonathan Hardoon's take on some of the big races and racing around the country. Next up, we'll go to Rich Eng standing by, and, of course, John Lendo yet to come, and Jerry J. Selections are yet to come. So don't go away on this Saturday show. We'll be right back from the South Point Studios in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. This weekend, the top California juveniles will be in action. It's the trials to the Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity this Sunday night. Great racing action is in store with the juveniles with the 10 fastest times advancing to the kindergarten final on May 12th. Plus, night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 to the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Last Sunday's pick six paid over $34,000. And horse players, Los Alamitos is the perfect place to enjoy all of the national simulcast racing action. From Santa Anita and Oaklawn to Gulfstream Park and the top New York tracks. And remember to reserve a table in the beautiful Vessels Club for Kentucky Derby Day. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. We're all about the horse players. The kindergarten trials this Sunday night. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Okay, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Saturday. 2 weeks from today, the Kentucky Derby. Can't wait. That's for sure. We now go to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rafi.
Getting excited now, huh, for the Derby coming up?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And when I get more details about the Kentucky Derby advance and when it'll be available on the race books, I'll have it the first thing on the show here with all the listeners. But that'll give folks a chance to even start out maybe 5-6 days ahead of time to start handicapping the race with a full PPs.
Yeah, no question about that. That's for sure. And it's getting to be exciting because we know we have Fierceness and Sierra Leone that are working great. But again, you know, we got to wait for post position and, of course, trip and how, you know, there's a lot of things still to go in to taking a short price in the Kentucky Derby. That's for sure. Today, of course, you have two full sheets. You got Keeneland and Santa Anita. Any thoughts about what happened yesterday at Santa Anita?
Well, we got a carryover and a pick six, which always makes things fun. And I'm not typically a pick six player out, but when you seed the pot with almost $50,000, I think I'm going to stick my toe in the water today and take a shot at that.
Yeah, that's and it's a dollar-based bet, too.
Yeah, and, you know, I like a dollar-based bet. I know they've had different ways to play the pick six. For years, it was popular with the 20-cent rainbow, and I think a lot of people have gotten sour on that because of the high takeout to, you know, generate the jackpots and stuff like that. But I think a dollar is like a perfect amount and a perfect way to play the pick six.
Yeah, no, I think that's the price point, that's for sure. The perfect price point for that bet. And, of course, Keeneland has been a real interesting meet, hasn't it?
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, it's quite, to be real candid, it's kind of beaten me up a little bit. And, you know, I hope some of the players out there have been keeping their head above water. But the racing is outstanding. And if you like value, I mean, there's no better track in the country all year to try to get that value than Keeneland. And, you know, I was watching the analysts on FanDuel TV, and they pointed out correctly in the fact that, you know, it's hard to connect all the dots in the pick six, pick five, pick four. But if you can get it done, well, you'll get paid, and you don't have to hit many at those prices.
The most popular thing I like about Keeneland is the pick five have a consolation payoff. In other words, you can play the pick five, and if you miss just one out of the five in the sequence, you have four out of five, you get a little stipend back. And I think that is a very, I think that's great for the players because you want to churn money, and the people who are hitting five are just happy with hitting the five with the prices that pay versus the consolations. And if you have a multiple ticket in the pick five, you know, multiple picks in all the races, and you hit the pick five, that brings in all of those horses behind them in the other, you know, in those races that are four out of five, and the consolations can really add up. So I like that consolation setup with the pick fives at Keeneland.
You know, Ralph, I'm really glad you mentioned that because when I was writing for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, I wrote a column because some of these tracks eliminated the consolation payouts on the pick five, and I wrote a column saying that was a wrong thing to do to the horse players, and for all the reasons as you just mentioned, it's good to get something back if you go four out of five. And I got emails from a couple of publicity directors from around the country saying that I was 100% wrong, and you know, which made me think that I was right because if they took that stance, then I believe my stance was correct, that there should be consolations in the pick five.
Now, I don't know what the consolation paid yesterday, but when you have a pick five that pays $37,000+, you know the consolation is going to be something really juicy, and that happened yesterday at Keeneland. All right, time to get started with the picks.
Let's go to Keeneland first, Ralph. The pick for today will be coming up in race number four. It's an allowance race, sprinting on the turf. Let's try the number three horse, Cloud Walker. This is a horse from trainer Brendan Walsh, who has just been tearing him up lately, not only at Keeneland, but wherever he saddles. And Flavion Pratt rides 9-2 in the morning line. This horse broke his maiden last fall at Keeneland. Super impressive, and they've been pointing for this spot over the winter. So let's go with the three, Cloud Walker, 9-2, race four, Keeneland.
Very popular selection, I know. In the fourth race, the three, Cloud Walker, Flavian Proud aboard. Fourth race, the three, Rich Eng's pick at Keeneland. And then we'll go to Sanita.
Yeah, and just a quick footnote. I was listening to you and Jonathan talking about the card at Oaklawn Park, and I concur with Jonathan, especially the Oaklawn Handicap, because my simulcast play of the day is number one, Falls, so I concur with them 100% on that pick.
Well,
let's go to race.
I wasn't going to give out your simulcast play on the air, but you have, and so that is right. You like the one Highland Falls, too. Santa Anita.
Let's go to race three. To me, this is a single in the early pick five, Ralph. It's a mile maiden special weight. And Bob Baffert on number one, Normandy Landing, 9-5 in the morning line, using Kazushi Kimura, who's one of my favorite jockeys to use. But this horse had been ridden in the past by Flavian Pratt and Frankie Dettori, but those two fellas are in Kentucky. I like the fact that Baffert's given Kimura a chance. This is a single for me in the early pick five. Number one, Normandy Landing. Race three, Santa Anita.
Interesting in that race, a horse that comes off a 53-week layoff that was purchased at auction for $1.55 million. Nuclear is in the race, and I know he'll get some support as well. But, man, 53 weeks layoff is a long time to come back. Might need one, that's for sure. But in the third race, you like the one, Normandy Landing. Normandy Landing, the one in the third race at Santa Anita. Don't forget, Rich has full sheets for Santa Anita and Keeneland right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Hey, thanks a lot, Rich. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, before we go to a break, I'm going to give you Jerry J's plays right now, and we'll wrap it up with John Lendo. But now that you have the Santa Anita sheet in front of you, let's go right there to Santa Anita for Jerry's pick. Jerry in the fifth race likes the two, Soul of Midnight. Number two, Soul of Midnight. Jerry J's power page play in the fifth at Santa Anita. The link-ups are 1, 3, and 4. And reverse, the two in the fifth at Santa Anita. And at, I believe, at Aqueduct is his next play. And at Aqueduct, Jerry goes to the eighth race. This is the Dangerous Hour Stakes, scheduled for a mile on the inner turf course. In that race, he likes the one, Masson. The one, Masson, at 5-1 on the morning line is Jerry J's pick. The one in the eighth race, his link-ups there are 3, 6, and 8, and reverse. The one in the eighth at Aqueduct. Remember, Jerry has full sheets for San Anita and at Aqueduct at jerryjspowerpage.com. All right, we're going to go to our final break. When we come back, John Lindo standing by.
From the South Point studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down. Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yeah. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
Oreo.
And host Frank Nicotero.
When I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, time to wrap it up, and we have John Lendo standing by in Southern California. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. A lot of workouts for the Derby horses around the country. I know Fierceness had a big workout yesterday morning, but I understand one of his main competitors had just as nice workout this morning.
Right, the Bluegrass Stakes winner Sierra Leone worked at Keeneland this morning for trainer Chad Brown. He worked with a stablemate named White Palomino. On the inside of him, they went the half mile, easy half, and 48-4. But they galloped out all the way down the backstretch. This was basically an easy 7-furlong type of drill. Uh-huh. They gave him a half mile time. One thing's for sure, Ralph, Sierra Leone is dead fit coming into the Derby.
Yep, I think both of the horses that will take a lot of the money and certainly probably vie for favoritism, Sierra Leone and Fierceness. They still have one more workout to go. We still have 2 weeks to go until they actually race on the track. And I know they have, like I said, one more serious work yet before. But, man, it looks like they've got all the parts in the right place and they're peaking at the right time.
There'll be some decisions that have to be made. There's supposed to be rain at Churchill next Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Horses are due on the grounds for the Derby by 11 a.m. next Saturday at Churchill Downs. So horses like Fierceness, who are based in Florida, may have to do their last work out of the state before they come in. So we'll see what guys like Todd Pletcher decide. They're watching the weather very closely at Churchill Downs.
Yeah, and I think they should. But you know what? If the weather is that close on the final workout, it might be that close on Derby Day as well. So they might behoove them to go ahead and go down there and try that workout over an off track just to see how they will favor on the off track that Churchill has. Well, so we'll wait and see about that. All right, you got two sheets today, Keeneland and Santa Anita. Do you have a thought at all about the Oaklawn handicap?
Not really, Ralph. Been basically working on a lot of other things today, so I'm going to sit back and let those guys handle that.
Okay, let's get started with, of course, Keeneland, and of course, two stakes races there. If you have a thought about either one of them before we get to your picks, we'll take it.
As far as the Keeneland stakes races in the Grade 2 Elkhorn, that's the eighth race on the card, you've got the Blue Jackets. Godolphin has Bold Act back in there. Mm-hmm. He won a mile and a half at Keeneland in the fall, back for the mile and a half race today. I think you single him and you work around him in the late pick five.
And that is, of course, the Elkhorn stakes, eighth race on the card, and the Ben Alley.
In the Ben Alley, I think Kings Barnes, he won at Gulfstream Park. He wasn't impressive off the layoff last time, but he wants two turns. Mm-hmm. So he stretches out today, and I think you're going to see a better version of him. He's going to have to be better. I think Time for Trouble may be the one he has to worry about most in the Ben Alley.
All right. Remember, folks, that John Lindo's Lindo Report, covering all of the races at Keeneland with a suggested late pick four and all the goody information at the bottom. All the races at Santa Anita with a suggested pick four and a goody information at the bottom. Two separate, complete, comprehensive Lindo reports are available for today's races at Keeneland and Santa Anita. Only in one place here in your gaming capital is here at the South Point Racebook, and it's free of charge to you, complimentary, because they love horse players and they love John Lindo's report. John, picks.
Let's go to Keeneland first, fourth race today. Unfortunately, I'm on the same horse as Richie Yang. I think he's got the right horse. That's number three, Cloudwalker. So impressive winning his debut at Keeneland last fall. Comes back with a really solid work tab, a turf course you know this horse likes, and facing older horses coming off the layoff, but I don't think it's going to matter. 9-2 in the program, number three, Cloudwalker, race number four at Keeneland.
Well, with your selection there, along with Richie, we term that as the good housekeeping seal of approval from handicappers for the fourth race on number three, Cloudwalker. Both handicappers land on that horse in the fourth race, the three, Cloudwalker. Rich Ang and John Lindo's pick off the Lindo Report, fourth race at Keeneland, the three. We might be able to use that horse in a very bulky field as a singleton in the early pick four and early pick five. Santa Anita, before we get to Santa Anita real quick, any thoughts about the racing yesterday?
I thought the outside was where you wanted to be on that main track. It looked like you had to be off the rail. So we'll see if that continues today. And with the pick six carryover, we're playing for some added money in there. So, and it's a playable pick six. You've got a couple of very strong favorites in the stakes races there today. So I don't think it's going to take a big ticket to hit this pick six.
And what about Big Buzz's win yesterday? Wow.
Tough old horse. He's been around a long, long time, and he got the pace he needs. He needs a fast pace to set him up, and he got it. And nice to see that old horse in the winner's circle again.
All right, so we got 20 seconds left to get a pick for Santa Anita.
Ninth race at Santa Anita, number three, Thornhouse, has been on the turf lately. He's a better horse on dirt. Good race, a lot of speed, but this horse is tactical. 5-2 in the program, number three, Thornhouse, race nine, Santa Anita.
All right, in the ninth race again, number three, Thornhouse, the three in the ninth race at Santa Anita is John Lindo's pick for the race day listeners. And again, we have a couple of jocks are getting engaged to each other.
Yeah, Ricky Gonzalez, he got engaged to Jessica Pfeiffer, who's now doing the analyst work at Santa Anita. So yeah. Congratulations to Ricky and Jessica.
All right. Well, with that that note as our final note on the show today, get out and enjoy yourself, enjoy the weather and each other, be kind to each other. One more thing to say, and John Lindo's going to say it for you today.
Have a great race day, everybody.